prior to 1996, proceedings were referred to as exclusion proceedings and deportation proceedings. We did not have what's called a removal proceeding. Removal proceedings are a creation of IRA-IRA. The deportation proceedings were initiated by the issuance of a document called Order to Show Cause and Notice of Hearing. This form was what form? I-221. And exclusion proceedings were initiated by another charging document known as Notice to Applicant for Admission. And the two were like this. The difference between the two was a concept known as entry. If you had entered the United States, you were always in deportation proceedings. If you had not yet effected an entry into the United States, you were in exclusion proceedings. You could physically be in the United States. So, for example, you could come fly to JFK. You have a false passport, a false document. There's a question about your admissibility. They could actually allow your body to enter the United States. Your corpus would come into the country. But you were stopped at the border, and so you were still not yet admitted to the United States. You might have been inspected, you might have been paroled, or whatever the case may have been, but you were not yet admitted to the U.S., so you had not effected an entry. So you would be subject to exclusion proceedings. If you had entered the U.S., whether you crossed the border, you waded the river, or some other way you came to the U.S., then you had effected an entry and you were subject to deportation proceedings. IRA-IRA eliminated exclusion and deportation proceedings. Instead, it created a new proceeding called removal proceeding. And in order to initiate this new removal proceeding, it created a new document. We no longer use the order to show cause or the notice to applicant as the charging documents. By statute, not by regulation, it created a document called Notice to Appear. Under the old law, when you initiated deportation proceedings, and this is a citation to the old law, you had to have written notice, and written notice in the order to show cause. That's what basically your written notice was. You could send notice to the alien that you are subject to deportation from the United States based on such and such facts and such violations of immigration laws. And this written notice could be given to you in person, or it could be given to you or otherwise, as the statute said. At the time it was issued, that order to show cause was given to you. You could be given notice at that time of the time and place of your proceedings, but you could also receive a secondary notice later on from the court or another authority that would tell you your court proceeding is going to be held on such and such day. Well, Congress was concerned prior to 1996 because people would be arrested, they'd be given an OSC, they wouldn't be told about which court they're supposed to go to, what time and place to, or time and day to show up for their court. And there were a lot of in absentia orders, people who simply failed to show. And so Congress, being very concerned about that, decided, well, this cannot go on. People are failing to show up. And then, of course, later on, they'd be filing motions to reopen. And quite often, it was obvious they had not received proper notice. Cases would have to be reopened, and so on and so forth. It was, for Congress, at least, it was an intolerable situation. And they wanted to change that. And their concept of changing it was to prevent these failure to appear in proceedings by creating a single process, a single form of notice. You will see these in the legislative history of IRA-IRA, which I've cited in this slide. So when Congress ultimately passed and President Clinton signed IRA-IRA, Section 239A of IRA-IRA said that basically created this document. You'll see it. That's the language of the statute. Notice to appear. And it specifically said that in removal proceedings under Section 240 of the Act, written notice, that is your charging document, in this section referred to as a notice to appear, shall be given in person to you, and that document must specify the following set of conditions and or the information. Then this is by statute. This is not a regulation. And what information was this notice to appear supposed to give you? Well, it was supposed to tell you what the nature of the proceedings are, the legal authority under which they're conducted, the acts or conduct that you're supposed to have violated, what's the actual charge that you're charged with for immigration purposes. This paragraph A, B, C, and D. Paragraph E, it allowed you the opportunity to have counsel of your choice. You were supposed to be provided an updated list of quarterly pro bono counsel. All of the stuff you see in 239A is really all a creation of the statute in 1996. F provided that, you know, you're supposed to provide written notice. You all have gone to court, just as you know, your address. The whole form E33 was created in order for you to keep updated with change of address information. The provision we're concerned with is 239A1G. And that is the notice to appear, this new statutorily created document, charging document, was supposed to include the time and place at which the proceedings will be held.